noticed the corporate media, as we second hour of the Sunday transmission, has been really savaging Tulsi Gabbard ever since she was winning in the polls years ago in the Democrat primary, and they just removed her. She's the real deal. She really cares. She has integrity. Interactions with people that know her behind the scenes for years, and you just look at her. She's a good person. You know, my spirit says she's good. And the gut's always right, but then there's also the fruit of the tree that Christ said, it's good. She's got a lot of guts doing what she's done, bringing this out. Even the CIA director bringing it out. There's a House report coming out. They say it's even more damning this week with all the stuff they've gotten, because they can get classified stuff and they can decide to release it. I'm told the mother load's coming out with this report sometime late in the week. So this is huge, but I want to finish up on this treason issue and then move into all the other big stories we haven't hit yet. But here's Tulsi Gabbard, you know, in her car outside her national security offices, talking about how they're going after all these guys and her specifically on Crossfire Hurricane, and then Trump as well, being vindicated years and years and years ago with Leslie Stahl, talking about how he was spied on. It was well known then, and her just playing dumb. Here it is.
You guys who watch me know that I use the word Democrat elite a lot. People ask me, who are these Democrat elite that you speak of? Yes, it's people like Joe Biden, people like Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. But it's important to recognize that it is also unelected officials like Fauci, who has shown throughout his entire career serving under both Democrat and Republican administrations, through his actions, that he serves his own interests and the interests of big pharma and big government consistently over the interests of the American people. The insidious part about this is that he and others take these actions and abuse their power in the name of working for our best interests, when in fact they are doing the exact opposite. For example, as you remember, during COVID, Dr. Fauci demanded that we place blind faith in him and the government. They said, just trust us. Just trust the science that we are acting in the interest of your public health. But over time, we saw what it was really about. It was about control. It was about more money, huge amounts of money, our taxpayer dollars being put directly into the pockets of big pharma.
They watch him walk out of a store, and he's walking with an ice cream. And the question the media asks him, what kind of ice cream, what flavor ice cream do you have? And he's in the midst of a scandal.
He's not.
And he's taking...
He's
of course
not.
He is,
no.
Leslie.
Come on.
Of course he is. It's the biggest, second biggest scandal.
So,
the biggest scandal was when they spied on my campaign. They spied on my campaign,
Leslie.
No,
there's no real evidence of that.
Of course there is.
No.
It's all over the place. Leslie,
sir,
they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
Can I say something? You know, this is 60 Minutes, and we can't put on things we can't verify.
No, you won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
We can't put on things we can't verify.
Leslie, they spied on my campaign.
Well, we can't verify
that. It's been totally verified.
No.
It's been, just go down and get the papers. They spied on my campaign. They got caught.
No.
And then they went much further than that, and they got caught. And you will see that, Leslie. And you know that, but you just don't want to put it on the air.
As a matter of fact, I don't know.
That doesn't just affect Democrats or Republicans. It's not a Democrat or Republican issue. This is an issue with such significant impact that it should concern every American, because it has to do with the fabric and integrity of our democratic republic. That we had a situation here where in the months leading up to the 2016 election, the intelligence community assessed, and this is what the documents detail, the intelligence community assessed essentially Russia doesn't have the tools, the capability, or the intent to try to change the outcome of the U.S. presidential election. Donald Trump pulls off a historic victory against Hillary Clinton in November of 2016. Even in the days after that election, the intelligence community continued their consistent assessment that reflected the same thing in the months leading up to the election. All of a sudden, in the early days of December, there was a president's daily brief that was drafted. This is put together by the different elements of the intelligence community.
So see, she's focusing on their cover story, not on the actual documents where they cooked it up and had Hillary put it out with Steele. So, I mean, we always like Groundhog Day. Go back.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of Methylene Blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Fortune tanto vulnera, si latibus ocellis, potsu amici vulnera, sutra di prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Sunday transmission. It is 5:06 Central Standard Time. I am Alex Jones, your host. All right, let me finish up on 2 months ago, the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, that's over all 17 agencies, is the administrative watchdog to the president, releases Crossfire Hurricane documents that we already knew because Clapper, Brennan, Comey, and others had gone out on TV the last few years and hidden it in plain view, that Obama directed them to spy on Trump to see if he was a Russian. And with all that spying, they could then get all the data on his campaign and leak stories and sabotage things. That's just the cover for all the harassment. I know I'm on the list. You saw Marco Rubio 2 months ago say there's 12 people, including Alex Jones, on a State Department list targeted by O'Biden. That's a whole nother place where it's all admitted. See? Sheriff Arpaio, 8 years ago, almost eight and a half, nine, gave me NSA documents I was being spied on. He got from the feds. So we didn't know the name of Crossfire Hurricane then because it wasn't even called that. Then this year, I get documents from Trump's FBI, heavily redacted, but that I was under national security investigation starting 2016 under orders of Obama, James Comey, Boston field office, ongoing investigation for 10 years. Trump didn't find out about it the first term. He found out about it. We got it. We published that if you want it. It's been out, done 30 shows or more on it probably. So I don't need to even watch the news or congressional hearings. I know all about it. It's like being run over by a car. You know all about the car that ran over you. I got tread marks on my back. So they're now in complete and total panic mode. And you've got all these Democrat Congress people that a week ago were like, release the Epstein files, said Raskin, said Hakeem Jeffries. But you look at their actual letters they sent, it says pertaining to Trump. Now that Trump came out Thursday and said, Pam Bondi, release all the grand jury, all the bank records, all the anything pertinent. Anything that's legal to release out of the cases that's sealed, get the U.S. attorneys to get those judges to release it. Now you're going to have those judges fight it. Mark my words. I said that Thursday. It's now in the news. Now the Democrats don't want that released, and they don't want any more Crossfire Hurricane or Obama era or after documents released by Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard. I thought you're all for transparency. Oh, no. We don't want the court cases of Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein in New York released that Maureen Comey ran as a cover-up. She got fired last week. Comey's daughter. Remember, Comey, director, ran the operation and had the file. That's on record. His daughter ran the cover-up on the ground. So when Trump said 7 days ago, oh, they had the file, they filled it full of bull, He didn't give details. People went, that's ridiculous. They don't have the Epstein file. Yeah, they did. That's an incontrovertible fact. That's why Trump, I believe, is so freaked out. But I'll finish up with that in a moment. Panic mode. Dim Rep Jim Himes and a bunch of others demands DNI Gabbard halt release of Obama-era deep state docs. Claims John Brennan's life in danger from MAGA mouth breathers. Oh, so you don't want more documents released. And I've got more here in my stack I'll get to where they're also, oh, no, 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 no. Don't release the Ghislaine Maxwell New York case Comey covered up and ran. Maureen Comey, the daughter of Comey. Don't release the Epstein criminal case when he got killed that was, you know, sealed at request of Comey. But I thought you want all the Epstein documents released. Meanwhile, you've got everybody from Kevin Spacey to Alan Dershowitz saying, please release it. Because Spacey went to the island. Dershowitz was his lawyer some, you know, best lawyer in the country, they say. I mean, I'm not defending Dershowitz, but you're allowed to have a lawyer. I'm not saying he wasn't somehow involved. We don't know that. My point is they're saying release it. And Trump says release it, but now the Democrats don't want it released in the New York City government, in the state government, and in the federal government. I covered it with Roger on Friday. And now there's more of them saying, no, 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 no. Our letters from Congress say anything with Donald Trump's name. Well, you don't get to have that. That's called with the rule of optional completeness or whatever. You know, if you want to play, say, an hour of my show under the law in a criminal or civil case, you're supposed to play the whole thing. But notice in my show trials, they play up to clips as short as 4 seconds to deceive the jury. Where I'd already been found guilty by the judge, they were just being told to find out how guilty I was. You're not just guilty until proven innocent. You're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. No, you're guilty until proven how guilty. So Trump threw down the gauntlet Thursday and said, fine, release all of it that's actually been in the court cases and been sealed. That's what we were looking for. But then he gets pissed off and says, but there's a bunch of crap they stuck in there. Well, then elaborate. Explain how they control the file, because I'm informed. I know that's true, Mr. President, but your constituents don't need to be called stupid by you. That's really the last thing you'd want to do, because I believe there's nothing substantive in there. I already researched it. I already know they'd use it against you. I've already talked to FBI agents that have seen most of it, current and former. I already know. I already know they're going to recycle all the BS from 2016, 2017 about your wife being a hooker and working for Epstein. None of that's true. I already know you're mad about your wife. It's all meant to embarrass you. We know why you've blown up now. That's why. These people might want to actually know why he blew up. I'm 99% sure now. But that's exactly what they would do. And they've already done it. Oh, there's these handwritten doodles with no proof. We won't show them to you, but it's out of the Epstein cases in New York. Maureen Comey stuck it in there. And you know they stuck the Jane Does that turned out to be fake that said Trump raped them. You know that's all been stuck in there. So to all the populist right-wingers that want to be holier than thou and turn completely on Trump after his behavior, I see why you're mad. But remember when you totally turn when the jury's still out against Trump and it's the Democrats and Clapper and Brennan and Obama and Hillary and all them involved in it openly and Maureen Comey. Remember who we're up against when you're doing your purity test here. And I'll go where the truth is. Hell, I'm the one jumping on Trump the most. And then I got more information, and I'm still upset, and I'm not saying everything's fine. But now you see where this is going. So panic mode. Dim Rep Jim Himes demands DNI Gabbard halt release. Oh, don't release those. Breaking live. Susan Rice's bizarre email to herself about a secret meeting with President Obama is drawing attention as proof mounts of an attempted coup against Trump. There's not proof mounting. It's all come out. I told you years ago, they sent all these emails to each other and went on TV and said they had these meetings and that Obama told them to do it because they get presidential protection, they believe, by the presidential action. And as soon as 2 years ago, When the Durham report came out, they all ran out on TV and said it. I knew that stuff was there. And now it's all confirmed because I know how things work. They don't go on TV and say, Obama told me to do it for no reason. Obama believes he still has the presidential power because that was done then. He knows where the bodies are buried. He believes that he can protect them. So he said, all right, it's coming out. They're getting the documents. Say, go ahead and tell them I told you to do it. That's all this is. It's not Obama being magnanimous either. He's protecting his operatives because if they're not protected, when they get indicted, they're going to turn state's evidence on him. So we knew this back then. It's like Trump. How many years ago was this 60 Minutes? Like 4 years after they stole the election? And he talks about Crossfire Hurricane and how they spied on all this with Leslie Stahl. And she goes, oh, that's crazy. And gaslights her viewers, who she knows didn't go through it like Trump, don't know a lot of the stuff's already public. Let's get that clip ready first, and I'll play Tim Dillon. But again, Trump knew 4 years ago in this interview with Leslie Stahl the truth. I knew it 8 years ago and told Trump. That's why they had headlines. The new chief of staff's jobs keep Jones away from Trump. Because I sent him a bunch of this stuff. The NSA stuff where we're being spied on. We know the name of it. We knew we were being spied on. We had it from whistleblowers. They could have indicted me for even having that document. But I knew it was the right thing to do. And you're protected if you're the one being targeted and get a secret document, giving it to the president and Congress and the FBI, which we did. I went and filed complaints. So did Arpaio. So I was the first. Remember the New York Times before this, 2017. Jones and Stone are telling Trump there's a secret Obama spy operation with the NSA and CIA against him. And they don't say why we said it. They don't show that we had the documents. They just say these crazy people say this. You pull all that stuff up. CNN attacked me, all of it. So, yeah, I know all about it because I'm right at the center of it. So, again, now you hear everybody in the administration, oh, this proves they knew Trump wasn't a Russian agent. This proves they just let the lie. They didn't let the lie go forward. They created it. That's in the emails. So go ahead and play Trump again. I'm not going to play the whole three-minute clip, but here he is with Leslie Stahl and her trying to gaslight.
Jim walk out of his store, and he's walking with a ice cream. And the question the media asked him, what kind of ice cream, what flavor ice cream do you have? And he's in the midst of a scandal.
He's not.
And he's taking...
He's
of course
not.
He is,
no.
Leslie.
Come on.
Of course he is. It's the biggest, second biggest scandal. So, the biggest scandal was when they spied on my campaign. They spied on my campaign,
there's
Leslie.
No real evidence of that.
Of course there is.
No.
It's all over the place. Leslie,
sir,
they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
Can I say something? You know, this is 60 Minutes, and we can't put on things we can't verify.
No, you won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
We can't put on things we can't verify.
Leslie, they spied on my campaign.
Well, we can't verify
that. It's been totally verified.
No.
It's been, just go down and get the papers. They spied on my campaign. They got caught.
No.
And then they went much further than that, and they got caught. And you will see that, Leslie. And you know that, but you just don't want to put it on the air.
No, as a matter of fact, I don't know.
By the way, remember Bongino a year ago when he knew all this stuff and was telling the truth? On air, reading the names of 20-something people that were targeted by the deep state beyond Crossfire Hurricane and spied on and targeted for destruction, and he read my name. I already knew that. That was a whole nother investigation he got from his sources. He wouldn't say what investigation it was or operation. It just goes on and on. The reason I bring myself into it is because I'm in the middle of it. I know. I've lived it. I don't need to watch the news, though it adds to it. Now, here's Tim Dillon, who's coming to town soon. He's been in the studio in a couple days. Look forward to that. Probably my favorite comedian. Here he is pointing out that Bondi and Patel are over their heads. I'm not blaming them for Trump being pissed off, learning that they put poison pills in the Epstein files they held onto and then turned over when they got raided, the Democrats. But it is true that they are in over their heads. And it is true that I don't think, I mean, I've watched Patel a lot. He's really smart. So is Mongino at certain levels, but they have not been totally immersed in this like I have. Mongino's a New York cop in the Secret Service, and then, you know, Patel was a lawyer and then in some counterterrorism stuff and some, I mean, they're not. What they became is like podcasters that lobbied to get an administration job. And Ed Martin should be the Attorney General. Ken Paxton, you know, they only tried to put him in jail 9 times, the Democrats. He's the one that really has sued the feds and done more than sued the globalists to stop carbon taxes, you name it. I mean, Ken Paxton is the Texas Attorney General, is got elephant testicles. Now, maybe he's not super charismatic, but as it works in the universe, sometimes the most uncharismatic people are the most deadly when it comes to action. I mean, you want a knife to destroy the globalists, Ken Paxton, baby. He's proven he will attack. And every time they try to put him in prison, he just attacks harder. And he's vindicated and vindicated and vindicated. So I'm not against Bondi. I'm not against Patel. I'm not against Bongino. But Trump goes with people he thinks are loyal and are good and smart and good on TV. And optics is great, but they could be deputies then and be the ones on TV. We need people of action who understand what we're up against. This is not a Fox News, you know, powder puff event. This is war, people. All right, go ahead and go to Tim Dillon.
She's got to go. Pam Bondi's got to go. She's got to go back to Florida and prosecute people that, you know, are misbehaving on jet skis. She's got to get out. And you got to bring in Megyn Kelly. Truly, you have to bring in Megyn Kelly to be the Attorney General of America. That's it. That's it. No more nonsense. You can't bring in just TV people. You got to bring in good TV people. Kish Patel, these people are like people who failed at having podcasts. They would have been me if they had talent. They're running the FBI because they're shot. These are people that were like hyping up Q drops on 4chan and leading retards in every direction, thinking that Hillary was going to Gitmo, and now they're running the FBI. And whether they're in on it or the deep state is clotheslining them, they got to get the out of there and start a podcast. Half of that administration needs to start a podcast. Pam Bondi, I will email you the mics to buy. You're out. It's time to go. It's time to go. They took people who had podcasts and put them in control of the government. So either they're compromised or the factions of the deep state are shoveling on these people at an amazing pace, because they're incapable of delivering anything. They appear to be fools when they go on a show. They appear to be a fool. No one likes a fool unless the fool is aiming to be a fool. Someone with wacky glasses, something like that. But if you are somebody who is running the FBI and you can't articulate a clear sentence, you have to go. I don't care if you're loyal. You've lost the trust of the voters. You must go. They got a clean house over there. Fire a lot of people.
That's partially true, but no. Let me tell you what happened, and then I'll come back with the really good news and what Tom Homan's doing and the House hearings that nobody's talking about and all the kids they've saved and really good stuff that's happening and why I'm not throwing the baby out the bathwater with the Democrats foaming at the mouth and betting everything on trying to tie Trump to Epstein and something illegal. The best approximation I've got, and this is, it was 95% Friday when I did a podcast with Sean Johnson, laid it all out in an hour and 20 minutes. Now I'm like 98%, because I know. Now I've confirmed what I'd already approximated. When I call these sources, I have different pieces. I don't even tell them what I know. Tell them what you got. I'm like, yep. Boop, 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 boop. It's like, God, I'm right again. How do I keep doing this? It's Holy Spirit. Trump goes, okay, yeah. You know, release it, stuff, whatever. Go out, get it. Bondi orders the FBI to get everything on Epstein, 95% of it's old. She has that press conference, learns the day before that they've not given her the main files. She puts a cover sheet saying, I'm not giving the main files. This is phase one. It's in New York. I give them 24 hours to give it to us. We broke that 2 days before. She even knew. I knew about the meeting from our FBI source, as we reported here, O'Boyle and others, a day before it even broke. 2 days before that happened. Just remember that? So we're on the job here, folks. We're doing the best we can. We're like hound dogs. We don't stop. And they won't turn it over. The head of the FBI in New York says, I'm dug in. I'm a Marine. Trump's the enemy. Nice act, buddy. But you can't fool a Corleone. Not at least after the fact. And so they then raid and get it. And then Bondi doesn't even look at it. She does her job. She gives it to Patel. He doesn't look at it. It's not his job to look at that. They distributed it across the country to FBI offices. I had Kyle Serafin show me the text messages from the FBI offices. We're beginning it. The files are here. And then they start looking at it and they report back and they go, there's stuff stuck in here about Trump's wife, Epstein, Jane Doe's is already old news, stuff that wasn't true, blah, blah, blah. And they go brief Trump about a month ago, and he says, oh, my God, why didn't you think of that? What are we going to do? And they're like, just come out and say there's nothing there, and let's move on. And they go, okay, we'll do it, despite everything being set up before. That's why Trump threw a fit. And I don't just say he threw a fit because of that. I've mentioned this a little bit. I didn't want to go there, but he's 79, super stressed out, working all the time. He's not just blown up about something that can be texted to his wife with a made-up story. They tell me, like, he's got his agenda. When they bring up some other side issue he doesn't want to hear about, he's blowing up at people. And I've talked to a lot of folks who have talked to him. I'll leave it at that. I've gotten messages. I'll leave it at that. And so if he just blew up on this and acted super guilty, I'd be like, oh. But then I started remembering, wait, he's been blowing up about a bunch of stuff, I've been told. People are worried about him. And Democrats will go, great, he's under pressure, let's attack more. That is totally insane. Because you'll never get back in power anyways. Everybody hates you, globalists are losing. Doesn't matter what happens to Trump. You could take out Trump, you're done. Even if you took out Trump, it'd be worse for you. Turn him into a martyr. So I advise the globalists, you know you're beat. Most of you are rolling over, that's good. But some of you aren't giving up. So you really can't blame Bondi and Patel and Bongino out saying, yeah, we got it. All these kids getting tortured, hundreds of new victims. None of it was Trump. And then they see all this other stuff inserted, and then they find out, oh, it's a bunch of child porn somebody else shot to confuse us. I totally believe that. The Democrats, use your logic, wouldn't leave all their real stuff they grabbed under Comey in the raids in New York, in New Mexico, in the Caribbean from Epstein. Of course they're not leaving the stuff in with their real operation. They put it a big, giant setup, kind of like Karl Rove wanted to discredit Dan Rather, who I don't like, but remember, they gave him the dossier of the Texas National Guard, Air National Guard, hundreds of pages, but a couple pages was fake stuff, discredits the whole thing. That's what they've done. And that's why Trump's blown up. And he's told you a week into it, that's what it was. He just didn't do it very articulate, didn't do it very well. So that's what's going on. And it's the old recycled thing that his wife was a prostitute, which wasn't true, and worked for Epstein. And it's not true. So Trump's pissed off, and that's what happened.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like, that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet or whether it's the modern day atmosphere or whether it's, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got methyl drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all of that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier, S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like, if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you asked me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ. Black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I think it's very important for people to realize my philosophy. And I didn't develop my philosophy until the last 10 years. But you'll notice, if a lot of you have been watching for over 30 years, it's been the same philosophy. You're like, what does that mean? I innately have been what I've been. Integrity, focus, clarity, wanting to understand the truth, wanting to get it out. It's just innate. You don't have courage, you are courage. You don't have integrity, you are integrity. And I see other talk show hosts, influencers, I hate that name, who are always like, what's the angle? Why is he saying that? Or why is this person saying that? Who's paying him? What's the angle? I don't want to call it lazy, but it is lazy. It's beyond lazy in a good way. It is so good to just analyze stuff and do deep research and then just say exactly what you think with no filter. And then when you do it with no filter, for so long, because, you know, I would still before think, hey, should I say this? I've gotten to the point where I don't even do that in the last decade. So that's why this broadcast is so popular, is people innately can do their own research, but also spiritually, people know someone that's being genuine. You feel it. And that's why they hate this broadcast. And you have the byproduct of how accurate it is, the most accurate. So when I get up here and get really pissed at Trump, and then I'm not as mad, and then I understand what's going on, and you know, jury's out, I am telling you exactly what I'm thinking. I'm a very decisive person when I've done big research and know a subject. But when things are fast moving and unfolding, I'm like, this looks really bad. It is really bad. I was right up front to say it was bad, to say it was Trump, not Bondi. It was Trump. I got attacked for that. I don't care about being attacked. In fact, I've learned since I did get a philosophy, I kind of analyzed what I was doing, my natural philosophy. And then as I got older, I kind of understood how my brain worked. So I don't sit here and think, is this good for me or bad for me? I think, is this the truth? And then whatever the truth is, you can intellectually sit back and say, well, that's always good for humanity. And you can argue why Trump's suppressing the Epstein file. Is it because they stuck a bunch of fake stuff in there? I said that 14 days ago when this broke, and it turned out that's why. Overwhelmingly, that's where the evidence is. Not 100%, but close. I said, is it because it'll bring down all these famous, powerful people and all these corporate leaders in the stock market? Has he made a deal with the bad guys to roll over? Is he using the blackmail file? People go, oh, my God, you're saying Trump's... I up front said, what could be the worst stuff? I said, I don't think it's that, but that's what it could be. Remember, I'm the guy attacking Trump first 2 weeks ago. And being, oh, my God, he's on the deep state payroll. He's the devil. And they took clips out of context. When I explained all my thinking there, I said, this could be the different things it is. I don't know yet. And then I talked to people close to Trump, very close, and they said he blows up. He won't talk about it. He says they put a bunch of BS in there. I made other calls, found out what some of the stuff that was spiked in there, what Comey's daughter had done. We said, why is she still there? She got fired a week later. And it moved from he's using the blackmail file against him. But then I started saying, why would they leave dirt on themselves and their blackmail operation? Why would they even have that in New York? It goes to just common sense that they destroy it. I don't think that's a question. It's not even logical. It's obvious. 99.99% they wouldn't leave anything in there about Bill Gates or Bill Clinton or Hillary. You know, obviously. I mean, use your brain. So, I'm up to date. I've got all the sources. I'm doing my own research, but I make my own decisions. And I've been for 14 days trying to suss this. And in the last week or so, I started to approximate it. And I was already saying, oh, wait, maybe they put BS in there on Trump. They had the file, and Trump comes out a day later and says that. And again, they would have used real stuff before. They could have limitedly released it. And notice the Democrats don't want the full files released. They want only stuff with Trump that they know they've stuck in there. And I said, well, we start seeing a week ago, seeing part of that stuff out of those trials that was in the grand juries leaked, and sure as hell, 2 days later, they hype it up on Tuesday, Wall Street Journal, doodles. I thought it'd be the Jane Does or his wife, you know, being Epstein's hooker, which has been disproven before. And I still predict that's coming next. I think probably in the next few weeks, you'll be, oh, my God, Alex Jones right again. It ain't hard. That was what they did before. How many times they recycled Russiagate or Trump hates all Mexicans and Trump loves the KKK. You know, they're great people. None of that's even true. But a lie makes it halfway around the world where the truth puts the shoes on, Mark Twain. So, a lot of talk show hosts, good, bad, whatever, it's just, even though they're sophisticated in ways, a lot of it is even because they're being paid to do it by whoever, it's so much simpler just to take a side. Well, this is like a college debate meets a jury, meets a think tank, meets a Paul Revere. I mean, we're just here with my guests, with your calls, with me, going, here's this, what do you think? This is what I think. And as we learn more, we change it. But in general, we're in the right direction always because our heads are in the game. Now, Trump's point is, why is everything about Epstein with all this other good stuff he's doing, trying to stop nuclear war, trying to restart the economy, trying to secure the border, stop the fentanyl, all these good things that are happening? Well, we see Trump more and more under Israel's control. We see Trump, you know, sliding on things. And so it's good that we're not in a cult and we're holding his feet to the fire. The media says I said Trump's a cult. No, I said some Trump supporters want us to behave like it's a cult. And Trump's acting like it should be a cult in some of these statements about you just need to shut up and do what I say or you're an idiot. Well, no thank you. So more than my even concern about him being tied to Epstein, anything criminal, I don't think that's the case, is I know he's treating us like a street hooker and the pimps slapping us around and putting cigarettes on our arms. That's what I'm concerned about, because that's proven. You don't even deserve to be part of MAGA if you question this. There's nothing. Nothing ever happened. Go away. I'm doing this great job. It's all been spiked by the Democrats, which they did control the file. But explain that. Don't slap us around because we have morals and we're not in a cult. So I'm extremely concerned about Trump. I am concerned about his health. I am concerned about the stress at 79. I wasn't previously. And that is a real issue, the way he's behaving. The issue is the behavior, not the Epstein thing, because I don't think there's anything there from deep research and prayer and sources. But that doesn't end the crisis. The crisis is not, is Trump screwing kids? No evidence of that. The evidence is he, behind the scenes, they'll bring up some side issue that's not some dirt on him or thing that affects him, and he'll blow up saying, I don't want to hear about little crap. Here's my issues, and he lists them off. And I get he's under stress. I'm not judging him. The issue is Trump and the stress he's under. We should pray for him. Okay, so I'm going to move on from that now, but that's where we are. But a lot of listeners, and when overall people support what we're doing, I mean, 90%+ of the audience is pissed at Trump, wants me to go further. They're very happy I've been critical. But again, I don't do what you want. I do what I think's right, though I care about the viewers and listeners. But I'm not swayed by things like that. But I do address you because I respect you. No, the issue is Trump's stress and the behavior behind the scenes I'm being told about for a while, 6 months at least. Could you handle the stress? Could I? Nobody could. We need to hold him up in prayer because we need to think about who we know the Democrats are. Absolute pure evil. Certified, documented. And we should then report the truth about Trump. Talk about it when he's wrong because the influence has an effect. But it's a no-brainer. Should we be covering the UN treaty they're trying to ram through? Should we be covering all the globalist operations? Should we be covering all the human trafficking confirmed by Democrats and pressuring the DOJ to indict Mayorkas and others, which is getting close? And I'm told they're looking, you know, you'll see the congressional reports in a moment. You know, these Congress people are very respected. They don't just say, I'm told there are criminal investigations and you're close to being indicted. No, I've been told that too by the people doing it. And it's green lit. You're like, well, that never happens. They've always been above the law. We're not in the same rodeo anymore, folks. This is a different time. They're very close to indictments for Crossfire Hurricane. They're in the Russiagate. They're very close. They're already indicting thousands of mid-level and low-level people in the human trafficking. It's in the new House reports. So just understand that we need to be balanced in our coverage, not even in what we say. Say whatever you think is the truth. But when the corporate media gives us all this attention, which does nothing, I don't even want it. I mean, I've been on every local news channel, every national channel, every cable channel, every foreign channel, because I get the Google alerts. It's back to tens of thousands a day. I can like turn on the TV and just every channel, me. You know, out of context stuff attacking Trump. Do you think that makes me go, oh, I want to go say more of this with Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough saying nice things about me, and the Young Turk saying nice things about me, and all of them. I don't even have time to watch it. Oh, suddenly Alex is a great guy. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And sure, it's out of context, and sure, they know what they're doing. They know they don't have any credibility. They know I have credibility with the general public, so they're trying to use me to hurt Trump. Because I was so busy covering this, I wasn't the first week or so even looking at stuff about me. And in the last week, just barely, in the last 48 hours, I spent hours watching this crap. It's all scripts, not just the national shows, the influencers, all of them, and the right-wing influencers are following the same script. And it's take down Trump. And I'm like, hold on here. Hold your horses here. Trump did a terrible job, threw a fit, put blood in the water. I went after him for that, said this looks bad. They misrepresent that I say I'm done with Trump, Trump's over. Well, if Trump's over, it means we're right back to the deep state and the people we know are certified devil worshiper pedophiles. So it's not that we choose Trump as a lesser two evils. We know the jury's out. We watch this. We're very wise. We don't jump to conclusions. And we also stay targeting on getting them arrested for all the serious crimes against the voters and our election system and these children and America and the world they've done. And yeah, I mean, I said this last week, but now it's completely clear. And then I saw national news and go, what's Jones schizophrenic? Over here, Trump's the devil, but now he's trying to defend him. No, I did that the whole time because I've seen no real evidence. All I've seen is bizarre, guilty behavior. But now we know why. It's a temper tantrum, which I already knew. I'm like, oh, God, they say he's having temper tantrums about everything. And saying, screw you, I don't want to hear about it. I only hear about things that matter. I'd heard that dozens of times the last 6 months on issues that didn't affect him, that weren't personal to him. He's totally focused. And I'm like, oh, well, that points towards that's this. So I'm done talking about it. But these are the type of issues that for today. These are the type of issues they don't want us to discuss. It's a pipeline. Experts reveal how taxpayer-funded NGOs facilitated human trafficking, profited from Biden-Harris border crisis that they facilitated. Homeland.house.gov. So even their statement's not strong enough. No, the human trafficking they ran and then profited from. Details, a full committee briefing entitled An Inside Job, How NGOs Facilitated the Biden Border Crisis. They put out a preliminary report. All this is documented from Homeland Security numbers. Here's an excerpt of some of what was in the hearing that we should be talking about.
So you're telling this committee that the Biden administration, while they were letting all of these unaccompanied minors into the country, and as we've talked about today, they weren't keeping track of them, they issued these kids a hotline that they could call if they had trouble with the sponsor family that they were put with. And you're saying that 65,000 calls to this hotline designated to protect these kids went unanswered? Is that what you're telling this committee?
Yes, sir.
By the way, let's stop right there. Back in a few seconds. I've had the whistleblowers on, correctional whistleblowers. Tens of thousands of children as young as 3 months old. How do they call a hotline? And then they would erase their records for the ICE and give it to HHS, even where they went. And now Kennedy's given that to the Justice Department and had meetings. So again, this is premeditated, not just losing kids, disappearing them on purpose. Continue.
Room at night, and they were touching him. Nothing happened with that call. That call went unanswered until this administration took office, went through those 65,000 calls, made follow-ups, conducted a welfare check, and now that child has been rescued and that sponsor has been arrested. These are the safeguards that were put in place, but accountability and oversight was not had. I said that it was easier to get a child, yes, than to adopt a dog. You actually had to provide more paperwork to adopt a pet from a pet shelter than you did to sponsor a child.
Simply put, under the Biden administration's open border policies, the government could only do so much to facilitate mass illegal immigration, welcome illegal aliens into the United States, and move them around the country. The Biden administration needed help. So they drove an estimated $6 billion to a conglomerate of 15 UN agencies and over 200 nonprofits, as recently calculated by the Center for Immigration Studies to do the open borders work for them.
Abhorrent industry of child trafficking that prospered from the open border policies of the Biden administration for 4 years, 2021, 22, 23, and 24, much to the chagrin of these people that made bank, man. We're coming after them. And this executive branch is building criminal files. So I hope they're watching, and I hope they're frightened, and I hope they're getting their affairs in order, hiring their liberal attorneys to defend them, starting to shuffle their money around. We'll find it. Mr. Howell, are you aware that ongoing right now in our country, if DHS, ICE, FBI, local and state law enforcement agencies working on classified operations to locate, find, and rescue trafficked tender-age, mostly girls. We're talking about girls under 14 and younger across the country that were trafficked into our country in 2021, 22, 23, and 24. Are you aware that those operations are ongoing?
Yes, sir. They're trying to find the children the Biden administration lost.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. Ms. Hopper, are you aware?
I am.
Mr. Rosas?
Correct. I'm aware.
Would you be surprised? And according to my research, which will very soon be revealed next week, they've rescued so far 35,000 tender age kids. How you like that? Now, according to Ms. Hopper's research, which I find fascinating, everybody up here should, 70% of the documentation turned in by so-called sponsors, which were lined up by who? The NGOs. Through who? Primarily HHS. It was a pipeline, man. We fed a pipeline of tender-age children into sex trafficking and slave labor.
One of the greatest failures in American history of the Biden administration, I believe,
wasn't a failure.
Not keeping track of.
They disappeared them.
Children. And
just like Ross for a hurricane. It isn't they knew it was fake. They created it.
Weren't made aware by people sitting on this side of the aisle that it was happening. And, you know, they failed to do anything or speak out against really this atrocity that was happening to the children that were coming through the border. So this hearing is about the enrichment of certain, NGOs and their part in this tragedy. But also one thing that we haven't talked about is really not only did this administration enrich a lot of these NGOs, and I'm not painting them all the same. I'm Catholic, all right? So, you know, and I'm a really good friend of Mark, Archbishop in Miami, all right? You know, we have dinner and all that. So I know the great work that they do, but I know there's also bad apples in there. But also the billions of dollars that flowed to the Mexican cartels through human trafficking. And all of it, and you heard, this is not the first time you're going to hear me say it, was done on purpose. Because you can't be that stupid. You can't be that dumb. And so the Biden administration lost track of 300,000 people, children, all right, probably lost track of millions of other people, migrants, you know, in the United States as they were being trafficked all around. Some indentured servants, the children indentured servants, and even worse, in sex trade, all done on purpose. That has to be one of the biggest scandals in American history. And that's why my colleagues on the other side are running for the hills. But you can run, but you can't hide. And you can't justify the inexcusable.
I'm glad he got around to the fact that it's on purpose at the end. Around 70%, because I've had the whistleblowers here, they have the documents. Congress has them. We've already covered the hearings from the last few years. they would give them, they would have them tear up the IDs of the people and the kids as young as 3 months old, and then just give them a phone number the cartel would present in at least 70% of the cases, and then they would send them where they said to human traffickers, sex traffickers, you name it. This was not just letting them disappear. It was sending them to the worst places you could. And whether it's James O'Keefe or Muckraker or any of these groups, they go out in Austin, everywhere, and just instantly find 12-year-old, 10-year-old girls. Yeah, I have 10 guys have sex with me a night. I want to go back to El Salvador. I want to go back to Mexico. I want to go back to, you know, I mean, this is just beyond evil, ladies and gentlemen. We will continue to cover all this. Chase Kaiser is about to take over Sunday Night Live. He always has the latest news, the latest clips, very fast moving. You may be totally informed and know everything. That's great. Just share the link at Real Alex Jones right now to this feed. He's coming up in just about 3 minutes. Chase Kaiser, I'll be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Before that, Harrison Smith, 8 a.m. Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. The weekday show. The bad guys want this show off the air. They've got a Democrat Party receiver trying to shut us down in state court. We're fighting them. I need your support. But beyond that, you understand we have the coolest, best, widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best supplements. We've got a store-wide sale, 25% off on everything. On top of the sales are already there that ends tomorrow. I forgot to say that. And we got only a few thousand left that came in last week of this tactical battle dagger that sells all day long in stores for $100. But we bought a bunch of them as we lower the price, $78. This incredible scabbard. We've got the designer collectible case with my signature on it. This funds the operation. It will defend you and your family, and it funds the defense of freedom. And it's got the high-tech sheath that clicks in so it doesn't fall out, clips on your belt or your pants, right? Go in your purse, your car. This is an amazing, high-quality battle dagger. Get your Alex Jones battle dagger now, limited edition, engraved with my signature and 1776 on the other side of the hilt at thealexjonesstore.com. I cannot take on the globalists without you. It's a long-term fight. We have not beaten them yet, as you're now seeing. It's important to keep this broadcast on the air because I don't work for anybody but you and the truth. I don't have bosses to tell me what to say. I tell you the very best, most accurate information, and the globalists say this guy keeps defeating us. That means you're defeating him. The bad guys want us off the air. Go now. I want to thank all you've given us previous support. Those that haven't, take action. Get a great T-shirt. Get the very best Methylene Blue, the best Shilajit, the best Irish Chemos, the best all of it, and so many other limited edition items like this dagger at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Cancel any time. Get $40 spent in the store. Special deals, special offers, and more at thealexjonesstore.com. Chase Kaiser takes over now.
Fox News alert, the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks." That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because that people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room, 2 weeks, when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying in the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action. Now, the best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call now for your free consultation.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.